Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Tony, I know that you have two young children at home.
I do.
So you probably don't get a whole lot of vacation time.
No. And even then, I'm not much of a going and being around other people for a vacation kind of guy.
Right. So a cruise would be
the worst
no.
thing on earth for me.
Is that because of the people or because you're on a big floating hotel in the middle of the ocean?
It would be more the fact that I would be around a bunch of people that think that going on a cruise is somehow fantastic and wonderful and fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing people act like something is fancy that is really mediocre just kind of gets, it's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah. Okay. So watch yourself because our boss is going on a cruise.
I know he told me yesterday.
He loves it.
Well, David can rock a cruise because he's got like the shirt for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got like the just lay there in the sun kind of a thing. If I'm near a body of water for more than 3 hours and I'm not fishing, there's a problem.
Okay, so there is this new cruise out that I think you're totally not interested in then. It's the Big Nude Boat.
Okay, hold on here. What kind of nude are we talking about?
We're
here?
Talking about nakey all the way.
But, and I don't just mean exposed to the public.
Uh-huh.
Is this like required good-looking people nude, or is this the general public nude? Those are two different kinds of nude.
We're talking about the general public.
Yeah.
So that would be ugly naked in your mind?
Yeah.
This is called Adventure Back to Paradise. It's the Big Nude
Ooh.
Boat. It's going to set sail from February 3rd through Valentine's Day of next year. And this trip offers stress-free, clothes-free experience. Up to 2,300 of your closest friends, all naked on a ship.
2,300
mm-hmm.
just normal, ugly people walking around mm-hmm. in the nude?
Yeah, it's for those who really like to travel light. You don't have to pack or anything. No shoes, no clothes, plenty of service is what they say. This is, there are a couple rules, though.
Okay.
If you're sitting, you have to either be wearing a thong or sitting on a towel.
No skid marks on this cruise,
exactly.
Sir. That upholstery's vinyl.
Uh-huh. They are going to have the self-serve buffet on the pool deck, which is a clothes-free area, but they must be dressed in the dining room, and bathrobes don't count. So you do have to bring a couple clothing items with you.
I have every problem with that thing in the world. Just ew. The last thing I want to see is someone gorging themselves while in the nude.
Uh-huh. Bellying up to that buffet. Well, as long as they're sitting on a towel, it's okay.
I would be more worried about just the uncovered stuff getting in and near the food.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really, the idea, and it was funny because the comment section was talking about, oh, cruises are great because of the food. Yeah, no, not this one. Absolutely not. No, thank you.
I think it really depends on your price point. Obviously, there are lower end cruises and then there are higher end cruises, and it depends on which company you go with. There's, the lower end party cruise.
Is there like a Spirit Airlines cruise where it's
yes.
just like you in a rowboat? Because
yes.
like that sounds hilarious.
Are we naming names? All right. There's Carnival, which is more bottom tier, and then Royal Caribbean, and then Norwegian, and then Viking. It just,
you have all the names
up.
Ready to go.
I've been on two
impressed.
Cruises, and the last one I said, you know what? I don't really think this is for me.
I would be no fun on a cruise because I would go to the deck and I would start blasting the Edmund Fitzgerald just to ruin the experience
just to scare
of everyone
people.
Else. Yeah.
So passengers on this big nude boat cruise, they won't be allowed to be naked when the ship is docked, but they can ditch their attire once they're anchored or out at sea. So it's a day at sea and also a day of naked.
Well, that's just special. Good for them.
Photos and videos aren't allowed on this boat.
Oh, I bet they'll happen.
Unless all individuals give their consent.
Uh-huh.
So what are you going to do? Walk around and ask 2,300 people for their consent? Hey, I want to take some videos. I want to put something up on Instagram. Do you mind?
Look, if you're
signing this piece of paper, wait, where's my pen?
If your life decisions have a low enough standard that you're going to go on a naked cruise,
mm-hmm.
you might indeed have low enough standards to consent to naked filming as well.
Right. So this company that's putting this on, Bare Necessities, on their website, they say they're working to break down the barriers against social nudity and make clothing optional vacationing a viable and acceptable option for
all. There's always got to be someone who makes what they're doing sound like some kind of grand social, we're trying to eliminate the barriers between. You can't just be like, yeah, we thought a naked cruise would be fun. Like, I would be like, yeah, go ahead, go have fun.
They say that social nudity is not sexual activity, and they're trying to dispel the misconception that it is anything but natural and beautiful.
That's what people say who are just too ashamed to say it's sexual, and I prefer that there was more of it.
You know what? It always reminds me of that Seinfeld scene. What is it? A woman's body is beautiful. It's a work of art, right? The male body, it's like a Jeep. It's for getting around. It's utilitarian.
I read one of the comments that said, on this cruise, I want to stay away from the poop deck.
For sure.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.